Castro, a Democrat whose district includes Bexar County, says Trump's plan to pull out of the nuclear deal will impact the price you pay at the pump. He says it will also affect the United States' relationship with its allies.
Because France and our other European allies have said that they're going to stay in it. So it may put us in a very awkward and strange position of having to sanction European banks or other institutions that do business in Iran because they've remained in the deal and now we've gotten out of it.
Castro says backing away from the Iranian deal could also mean the threat of Iran once again attempting to build a nuclear weapon. Castro serves on both the U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee and the U.S. House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. And his time on the second committee touches on another issue, Russian involvement and U.S. domestic policy and social media.
We have to hold the people who are responsible accountable. The second thing is working with our social media platforms, the companies, to root out any of these fake bots, for example, that amplify messages on Twitter or people that create fake Facebook accounts.
Castro says he's also concerned about Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's legal push to end the Federal Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA. He says not even Senator John Cornyn, Texas's top-ranking Republican in Washington, supports it.
The fact is that in Texas, you've got a wide majority of people that are supportive of the DACA kids, both Republicans and Democrats.
Castro says he also supports the federal request filed by the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, or MALDEF, to enter the lawsuit and intervene on the behalf of DACA recipients. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.